Okay, it's 10 o'clock. I think we should get started. I want to welcome everybody out to Commissioner meeting, May 18th, 2026. And as always, we start with a word of prayer, and I'll offer that. So.
Our dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you this day, as to meet as commissioners in this commissioner meeting, we ask you that you would be with us and help us to look over all the information and do what's best as a whole for Juab County. We ask you to be with us and bless us and help us to make the right decisions always for Juab County. Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless our EMS and our firefighters and our sheriff's department. They will be blessed and watched over and kept safe as they go out and do their jobs in our county. We ask you a special blessing on our servicemen and women throughout the world that they will be blessed and watched over and kept safe. And as we all know that our freedoms ain't free, we ask you to be with their families while they're away also. Heavenly Father, we ask you to start with, we thank you for this moisture, this rain that we received today. We're so deeply grateful for that. And we ask you that you would bless us with more rain throughout the summer for our homes and our crops. We're in so deep and bad need of it. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for all you do for us, and acknowledge your hand in everything we have, and say these things humbly in the name of my son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
If you would please stand, we'll repeat the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we want to thank everybody for coming today. And to start with, we'd like to excuse Commissioner Painter. He is out of town. After that, I would look for a motion to approve the minutes for April 20th and May 4th.
I've read the minutes, and I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for April 20th and May 4th.
I'll second that motion. With no more discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Okay, Cheryl, you're up.
Yeah. What do I do? I've never
come right
before. Okay.
Yeah, then Myrna can hear you.
Oh, then who can hear me?
Myrna, the newspaper.
Oh, Myrna, I have an excerpt from you. We are just trying.
She's going to quote you.
You're going to quote me? Okay, well, here we go. We're just trying to gain access to our property. I have a letter dated from the county attorney, dated October 21st, depicting that this road is depicted at a Class D road on the county's 1976 road map. The map was the county's official declaration to the federal government declaring its claim to the roads depicted thereon. I've been in communication with the legal team. I've never been able to meet with Perry. I'm always stopped with the secretary, and I can't get past her. There was a letter, and the message was that it's just a conflict between two property owners. And I feel like it's more than that. There was a letter written to the Christensens dated May 18th, 2007. Saying that the former commissioner letter sent to Neil Christensen and Ned Mingelson, saying that it was a county road. They asked that the gate not be locked, and they feel like that it is still a county road. LeGrand Hunt was renting from us, from the Mingelsons, during that time when LeGrand was still alive and my dad was still alive. My dad had passed away in 96, but LeGrand Hunt had been renting that from us. But we've just not been able to get access. There was a discrepancy with a letter rescinding that it was a county road from Perry Davis, I believe, stating that it was not a county road. Our attorney I don't know if he's here yet. Stated. Here he is. He states that. Do you want to come up?
You want to come up? Might as well come up.
This is Philip Miller from Wasatch.
Title.
He says the county attorney does not have the authority to vacate a road. Even if the road was vacated, they would not have the authority to strip the land access.
If it was designated the road in 1976, then it should still be a county road today.
And so the gate should not be there, so that we still have access to our property.
So where is this road?
And so there was a did you have
so so you know where Powering is, so yeah. this sits that way. So Little Salt Creek would be south. And then the road comes up along Reese Painter's piece. Right?
But we come from this road here.
Oh, this road, yeah.
So this road, Christensen's is up here.
This is north.
Correct. This is north. So Christensen's is here. This is where the gate is.
Okay.
So we cannot access
this road.
So you
come in from there.
Right. So the gate's closed right here?
The gate is
yeah, okay. It doesn't show the road down there. That's the road that goes up to Bobby Harwood lives right in there.
Uh-huh.
So this is where the gate's closed.
This is where the gate's closed. Okay. So we can't access this property here. We have these four parcels.
How's Painters getting in there?
I don't know.
How do you guys get in there?
Off of which road? Off our front road?
You know the road that comes in off of Powell Lane up past Bobby Harwood's there? How do you guys get into your pieces of ground up there? You got a piece of ground that lays right behind Bobby there.
I have to look at what piece you're talking about. We have access to the road.
So where Christensen's have the gate on there, you can go to the side of that. Yeah.
And then you can go off to the right.
Yeah. And so you don't have to use that road where the gate is, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's your guys' workaround on
this
that.
This is it. This is the gate here.
Yeah.
And then there's a little gateway a little access that goes over here.
Into
probably
Painters,
to the Painters.
Yeah.
Just to the right, to the
that's
west.
That's right.
So we're just asking that the gate be removed so that we can access our
property. So you did have conversation with, which one was it, Kelly? Or?
I made contact with Dennis Christensen in November and December and January and February.
Didn't they seem that like they might be agreeable to giving you a key? Or
they talked about granting us access except for the spring months when they have their cattle there, mm-hmm. which
doesn't the county also permit a gate on a road as long as it's not locked, which would help them with their cattle issue.
Well, that county.
So let me clarify something. In order for it to be a public road on private land, certain things have to happen. One of those being that a court has to determine that it is a public road continuously used by the general public for at least 10 years. And that's never been done.
So she has a letter from the county that designated it as a public road.
So
in
Class 76.
Correct. So the county submitted to the state a road map in 1976 and had that on there claiming it as a county road. But just because a county commission or a county road department or county surveyor claims it as a county road, if there's a dispute, the only individual that can resolve that dispute is the court, and that hasn't been done. I've looked at the history. This has been going on so long that it was actually started when I was still in law school, mm-hmm. and David Levitt was the county attorney at the time, and he was the one that would have me write the letters, mm-hmm. and at some point, and I've looked through the file, I don't know why, David said, send out a letter saying that we're not going to claim this as a county road now, and I don't know why. But but the fact is,
the letter didn't come from David stating that it was a county road. It was from you.
Right. David instructed me. He was the county attorney. He instructed me to write these letters. But it has never been adjudicated, and where it goes across private land, the presumption is in favor of the private landowners that it's not a public road.
Even though in 1976 it says it was depicted as a Class D road?
Correct. Courts have said they don't care whether it's on a county road map. There's a case where a Weber County Commission even passed a resolution saying that a road was a public road, and the court said that doesn't matter. That's that whatever they do, whatever the surveyor does, whatever the road department does, it has to be ultimately, if there's a dispute, it has to be determined by a court.
So this is what this letter states. They are willing to testify that if need be, the county began grading and graveling the road shortly after 1946 when Martin Mangelson granted a right-of-way to the Christensens across his property. The county continued to maintain the road for at least 40 years until the land was put into the land bank and the gate was locked across the road. So it sounds to me like they were granting Christensens access to that road from Martin Mangelson.
Did Martin have some north of there then? Is that?
I don't know.
Well, you don't know where his property was?
I don't know.
That name's way back for me. So.
And what was your name again?
Myrna.
So I got this from the letter saying this was in February. A letter issued to the property owner to remove locked gate on another property. And so that's just what we're asking, is that the gate be unlocked so that we can access the property.
I can remember Granddad going through there. He had obviously had a better relationship with the Christensens, with the older ones, than
the we're at the third generation from what or fourth.
I remember Granddad going through there. When we moved out there in 71, we bought the farm out there in 71. And I can remember Granddad farming out there for until he quit farming.
But he didn't stop talking.
No.
Even though he quit farming. So we're just asking that the gate be removed so that we can access our property.
So is there anything we can do to help him?
Just as we have had to do with other disputes, if the county wants to go through the formal process, and it would have to be through filing a court case, and we'd have to, just like we've had to do on other roads where there's been a similar dispute. It has to be a general use by the general public. Local landowners, private landowners using it, they don't count.
Yeah.
But that, if there's a dispute, the ultimate arbitrator of that dispute is the court.
So why was the county graveling it and maintaining it? I mean, my experience, and I'm not saying this with Juneau County, this is with other counties, is they don't volunteer to put money into things that they don't think they need to maintain.
I don't know.
It's been graveled, so yeah, put gravel on it.
I mean,
have you ever been on with the grader though, Kevin? Since you've been there, it's been a long time since I've had a grader on.
Just sprayed it. Yeah.
You've sprayed the road though.
What about you, Kate? Have you ever graded it?
Just
grade to the gate. And it's because the gate's been locked.
Because the gate's locked, you can't access it.
Yeah.
What do you want to do with this?
Yeah, where are we at on this? It seems to me like the county thought it was a county lane, or they wouldn't put gravel on it.
And I apologize, I haven't researched this thoroughly as you have. I'm very new to this. I found out there was a meeting not very long ago, and so I've done a little bit of research, and I have dealt with the D-Road and stuff with Utah County on a couple of locked issues, but not specifically to this road and what you're referencing. But so I mean hopefully we can resolve this today or soon.
I think that the thing that's frustrating to me is the county attorney's office. I've never been able to communicate with Perry. I'm always stuck with the secretary, which she is a kind woman and she's dealt with it for a long time too, and she said it's a problem between two good families that have a conflict. And I feel like the county has come between that. And this is a picture of a perspective changes everything. Like, I feel like you've told the Mangelsons one thing, as far as the county saying, this is a Class D road. And then you turn around and tell Christensen's that this isn't a county road. And so you're giving us two different perspectives. And we see a 6, they see a 9. And in our perspective, we're both right because of the information that we've been given from the county. And it's not just a dispute between two families. It's miscommunication from the county that hasn't been given. We didn't get the letter, the rescinded information letter. I got that from Mr. Christensen in November. That was the first time we'd seen it.
Why was a rescinded letter sent out? I've never heard of that before.
I do not know. I have a hard copy file with very minimal stuff in it from 25 years ago. I don't know.
Before 2000.
Like I said, the attorney at the time, the county attorney at the time, was David Levitt, and I don't find any notes explaining the reasoning behind it.
Because I've never seen a resignation or a rescinded letter without, I mean, if the county was going to declassify it or the county was going to vacate it, or they did one of those two actions, that would make sense to have a letter like that go out. But just the county attorney decides to do that? I've never heard of that. I mean, that's not... I wouldn't think that would be in your purview.
No, to formally abandon a road, an official county road, there's a statutory process that you have to go through. I don't know if at the time, for whatever reason, Mr. Levitt determined that it was not a county road. I can't find any notes, any explanation for that.
And I believe the year that was sent, I believe Mr. Levitt was gone. He had gone to Utah County at that time.
The resignation?
The rescinded letter. But I didn't receive the rescinded letter until just in November from Mr. Christensen. Because that was never communicated with any of the Mangelsons.
When I talked to him and tried to get him to grant you access, you know, that's when they started going through these papers and things, mm-hmm. you know. And that's probably when they came on that, too.
I know that LeGrand Hunt was given a key, mm-hmm. and because he has to access that ground, too. From my understanding, he goes around and comes back from the south end.
Yeah, he doesn't even know if it still works. So.
Yeah. Because I know they have changed the lock.
Yeah, I talked to LeGrand, and he doesn't think he has a key for that anymore. So the only time I think he used to come from that direction is when he was leasing that ground from you.
So where are we at with this? What are we doing?
I don't think this ought to be locked out of there.
I don't either, but I mean, I don't know what we can do legally. That's my question. So have we talked to the landowner and asked him to unlock the lock for him, or we haven't done that? I don't know.
I've just had a conversation on the phone. I haven't got anything written down or recorded. Cheryl's talked to him.
And I don't feel like we should have access with the exception of certain months. Like, we should have access to our property all the time, not just...
Yeah. So the access was... They were fine with the access. They just didn't want you in there when they had cattle in there.
Right. And I understand that as a farmer and someone who has animals, and so does Mr. Miller, mm-hmm. you wouldn't want your animals. Then you put up a gate. You put up a fence on your property.
Really, there's nobody else.
Because if that's a county road, as the flat map states, and it's stated in Class D in this letter, a county road should not have a locked gate on it.
And if we want to keep livestock in, there is permitting process and ordinances to put in cattle guards.
Yeah, you can come in and
unlock gates.
You can come in and get approved for that.
Yeah, county doesn't do any cattle guards. We don't own any cattle guards.
No, but you can get approved.
Permit
to put one in. Yeah.
That road just, for some reason, is only gravel just through their piece there. It's not, doesn't go, what does it go, a quarter mile there to where it meets you? A quarter mile where it meets you? Is it a half mile where it meets you guys? And then that's where the gravel ends.
It might be a quarter, because then there's another gate at the end. where the little shed is at the end of our property.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking it was just a quarter mile.
It might be a quarter mile.
It's been a while since I've been in there.
Me too. I did get in last Memorial Day because there was another property owner south, and it's a nephew of Dennis Christensen. And then he owns a parcel.
Well, he owns that back one.
Yeah. Further south.
He got it from one of the brothers.
Because he's a nephew to Dennis Christensen.
Okay, yeah.
And is it Val Christensen that's the owner? And he's passed away, but his wife is still alive.
I haven't looked at the plat map. Is the plat map listed?
It's listed as a county road.
Okay.
Right here. Up until this point. And this is where our property ends here. This is where the gate is.
I mean,
but we just need to close my mother's trust. She passed away.
So
and
Rhea. Divide it up.
And divide it up between
the siblings. You need to get in and fence and some things.
And we need to get some fencing done so that we can do that as well.
I mean, it looks to me like all the documentation and all the expectations until this gate was put on was that it was a county road.
So here's my question, Perry. Can we have you send them a letter and ask them to unlock the gate or give these guys a key so they can get in there?
Yeah, we can do that.
I mean, I'm just asking where our limitations are here. So.
And if they say no, then you'd have to take legal action, wouldn't you?
Correct. I'm just wondering if that would be our first step.
We can do that if that's what you want me to do. What do you think?
What? I'd like to approach him again, I guess.
Dennis was very kind and very approachable.
When I talked to him on the phone, he's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was that incident with your brother in the gate that's still...
But it goes back to this.
Yeah. Yeah, there's still in a twist about that. So.
Yeah, and it's understandable. You don't want your property damaged. We just want to access
it. And you just wanted to get in. They wanted to get in.
Yeah.
Might have been a better way.
There's absolutely a better way, and that's why I'm the trustee.
So.
Cooler heads.
He'll
I might cry, but I have my information. But.
So what about that? What if we have Perry send him a letter, okay,
mm-hmm.
and ask him to remove the lock or... give you a key so you can get in
I
there.
Think if you just grant them access, because I don't think there's really anybody that needs to get through there other than you guys.
Grant you guys a key that you can get in there anytime
sure
you want.
All of their heirs have
anytime
one.
Anytime you want, any time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you shut the gate and lock it or whatever.
Because a locked gate is not a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because we just don't want anybody going through there either, and that's what they're wanting.
Well,
but we just want
road,
access. But as if it's a county road, it shouldn't
unlocked.
Be locked.
If you're going to claim it as a county road, then you have to follow the ordinance, and it cannot be a locked gate.
Okay.
But an unlocked gate keeps cows in just as well
as
a locked
gate.
Yeah.
I unfortunately.
But that whole road wasn't claimed as a county road. It'd just be that one piece.
It would just be those three parcels.
So it'd be a dead end anyway. The public mm-hmm. wouldn't have anywhere they could go.
Mm-hmm. But that is on the plat map, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do? You know LeVan better than I do.
Well, I want them to be able
okay.
to get into their property.
Okay, that's what I thought. So
yeah. I want them to be able
all right.
to access
we will
the
have Perry send them a letter and tell them they have to take the lock off the gate.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
And they can still put a chain around it if they want or whatever,
okay.
but it can't be. I mean, to keep
so
it shut.
Right.
Where that rescinded letter been sent, what do you have to do from here if you're claiming that as a county road?
Like I said, ultimately.
They'd have to go to court.
Right.
You'll spend some money on it.
Who meaning you? Who's you?
Probably multiple
right.
groups.
I just want to clarify. You're going to be spending a lot of money. Who does that include? Because that's
well,
county.
I don't know.
County.
Property owners.
I don't know
if
that it would necessarily be a lot of money, but it would be county and property owners. Yes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it doesn't sound... that they're terribly opposed to opening the road or even having access. It's just right now they have a position from the county that it's not a county road, and they don't have to. So changing or correcting that position, I think, would go a long way to resolving the issue.
So are you in relationships with these guys?
I don't know them real well. I've talked to them before.
So would it do good if...
Well, when I talked to them, they weren't going to bend on it being a county road.
Oh.
But I think the fact that Cheryl had a good conversation with it was Dennis.
Dennis, and he lives in West Mountain.
I think that's a positive thing, because there's some of those guys that you wouldn't have a good conversation with. They'd just tell you no.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Kelly that was maybe a little more emphatic about it.
Well, maybe I'm talking out of turn here, but there's a thought. Tell me if I'm crazy. So what about if we contacted them and invited them in here? You come, they come. We come as commissioners and sit down, talked about it. Is that a good idea or bad idea?
I think it's a good idea. Before or after a letter is sent?
Before. See what they say?
I think that's wise.
You good with that?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
So...
What
about you? You don't act like you're good with that.
It would be good to have the letter out, so, because, like he's saying, ultimately, if they think they're fighting us or us and the county, that's a different stance for them. Ultimately, I think the resolution will be that an easement's granted or the gate's unlocked, but. If they come in thinking that it's not a county road and it's private property, and, you know, I have met a few farmers and ranchers, and if they think that their property rights are being taken, hell will freeze over before they're going to want to bend. I don't know these people. I haven't had any conversations with them. But if their expectation is that it's a county road, and the county's...
That's
a different mindset.
Right.
On, hey, okay, I don't want the public... Their mindset becomes, I don't want the public in there, but I'm okay with her being in there, instead of, I don't want anybody in there, and that's my position. You know what I'm saying? Is if their mindset is, okay, if we can have something short of a county road, we'll deal with that. But if we're negotiating from a nothing or maybe an easement, it's a different mindset, I guess. So I think the letter going out would be good, and I don't know that the county needs to take immediate action other, like court action other than that. Then I think once the letter goes out, then a meeting would be how I would approach it. If I got to pick.
What's your thoughts, Barry? Do you agree with the letter going first or having the meeting first?
It's up to you. You're there.
Well, and going back to...
Does it need to be a public meeting? Could we just meet together with the both of them?
Does it need to be a public meeting?
No.
We'd just meet together with both of them.
From what I'm hearing is you guys would like... it to be open. It doesn't necessarily have to be a public road, could be an easement, could whatever. I guess what I'm saying is that I think it would help resolve the issue if we're coming from it's a public road and then the negotiation is coming back from that, not it's a private property going the other way. Does that make sense?
Because they think that road is their property, so that's why they don't have a fence to keep their cattle in. That whole quarter of a mile lane.
I guess what I'm saying is I think that your idea of meeting with them and talking to them will resolve the issue if we're coming from public road to giving her a key, whereas if they think that it's their private property and you're the commission kind of asking them, hoping they'll move, that's a different conversation. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but if it is a public road, it can't be locked. So
right.
So there won't be no key. So.
Mm-hmm. But to his point, it would have to go to court to enforce that. So if we're trying to resolve it kind of a half ground, then saying it's a public road and then backing from that position would be...
So if Joe Public drove in there, there wouldn't be anything they could do. They'd be, if they get off the road, they're in private property.
Right.
There's no reason for anybody to go up that road other than a property owner.
And if an ultimate comes to court, that's going to be an issue, is why do you want the public using that road as a public road if all it does is access private land?
Yeah. But if there's some way we can get them an easement through there so they can just get in and out, and that's what I'd be in favor of, just so that she can access that, her and her family can access that when they need to go out and clean up the ground, put the fences on it, whatever.
All right, here's my proposal. Tell me if you agree or not. We have him send the letter, okay?
Okay.
Then after they get the letter, we call him and tell him we'd like to meet with him, have her come down and sit down and visit with him. Good idea, Matt.
Great.
You're good? Yeah. You're good with that, Barry?
So can you get me an address of who I'm supposed to send the letter to?
Absolutely.
You guys good with that?
I'll send it to via email. Is that okay?
You good with that?
Yes.
Okay. Appreciate you coming.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks
for coming.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. It's warm again. All right, Kevin, you're up.
All right, I got two things. First thing is a grant from the Utah Weed Supervisors Association in the amount of $10,000. We need to get approved and signed.
I'm good with it. I always like grants.
Yeah, grants are good.
I'll make a motion that we sign the grant for... It's for noxious weed, isn't it?
Yes.
A noxious weed one.
I'll second that motion. With no further discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. We also probably need to let...
This is commission chair on this. You want to sign that? Well, let's see... Whoever's the commission chair isn't there, so I'll do it.
It does. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. And then the next thing is a BLM contract, and it's a modification to our Hardy contract that we have. And there were some things that were that they're replacing in there with certain things that are changing. And we already do have a contract with them.
Did they change it for the good or the bad?
It's the good. It's good in the same that we generally always have. The one clause
is... Kevin is not supposed to discriminate.
Discriminate because what they...
Killing those weeds.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, just a change in one of their clauses, I guess.
Can't discriminate again the weeds that you spray either, huh?
Yes.
Can you spray people?
Yeah.
It's a discrimination clause.
Yes.
So I make a motion that we sign this amendment of solicitation or modification of a contract.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes.
You'll sign both of those so that she can have a copy, and then I got to send all the other copies back to where they go.
Okay.
And then I'll just email you.
You want these back?
Yeah. If he'll sign these ones.
Oh, I need to sign those too.
Oh, yeah. Sign both of them. Okay.
Got a whole bunch to sign, huh?
Just leave a copy.
I can use this one. I made two so that both of us would have.
Perfect. Thank you.
So we both have.
Originals.
Oh, and I have to send them in, so.
Yeah, thank you.
there.
Sign on
yep,
this one.
Just sign on that one. And put the date right there.
Today was the 7th.
Today is
18.
If you'll do the same thing here on this one.
Duplicate of the other one.
Yeah.
Did I date the other one? Probably signed it in the wrong spot. Huh? Done that before.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very, very much.
You betcha.
Thanks, guys.
Kevin.
Travis. Drake.
It's kind of a thick folder.
Don't worry. We're going to talk about that.
Want me to go first?
Yeah.
So, I've been working with the State Department of Emergency Management and some local, some other local emergency managers in Region 3, and we've been going through trying to re-advise our emergency operations plan. So, we were able to get a sample from Box Elder with Mark Millett that has completely revised his plan. And the state is looking at them and approved them a year ago. And then each county's kind of looking at it, changing it the way that they need to change it and different things like that. I think that you'll see that that they work really well. But the difference is it's going from this emergency operations plan this is not quite all of it, but it's 300 and it's almost 400 pages. And we've narrowed it down to less than 100 pages. And then we're gonna add ASFs and ESFs to it, emergency
support
functions. All kinds of things. So those support functions will be specialized different things. What this will do is that if, you know, I'm not around or Travis, where he used to be the emergency manager, he could work through it really quick. But if other commanders, you know, Patrol Commander Chris Painter and other ones, it's a lot easier for them to grab a plan like this and work through it and they could hit the ground running and know who they needed to contact and different things, and it's not as near as daunting to go through and to look through. And then those support functions would be attached digitally or paper version, but it would still be much smaller than that one. And I had it approved through the county attorney's office, and they approved of it as well. So if you guys approve of it, I just need it approved, and then there's a proclamation in here like we do all the other emergency support functions. Or the other ones, which is here. I believe I have all of them. This new one, they like signatures from everybody. I know Commissioner Painter's not here, that's fine, but there's signatures here for those. It's just simplifying.
So this has does it have numbers and things for like hazmat and all that stuff?
Absolutely.
All your support.
Yep. Yeah, it breaks it down really simply into all those, and then those support functions I will just add to this plan, or this one already has some of them in it. This one will just add, and it'll be a lot easier to manage and to go through.
One thing they found when they started the process of revising the plans is when people looked at that and how many pages it was, they weren't reading through it. They weren't looking at the plan.
Yeah.
So they found it the simpler the plan that you had, the less information packed in there. Because you still break it out in your ESFs of what their function is and what they should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that person knows what they should be doing versus knowing what everybody's doing.
Yep.
So you have Doug's name on here. Doug's not here no more.
Yeah, I can change it to Travis.
Okay.
It doesn't need to necessarily even be signed. I just need to get it approved.
Okay.
Start the process of putting it in place.
Okay. I'm good with it if you are.
Great.
Yes.
You said Buck County had already been approved.
There's been multiple, but Box Elder County is the one that started the whole process. Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I wrote Box.
All right, I'll make a motion we approve the emergency operations plan for Jeff County.
I'll second that motion with no further discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed.
That's all I had for today.
And then the other one on the...
What's it, 18th?
That we had listed there. I've talked to Tanil. We'd like to move that one to... Close to talk about some personnel stuff. So.
Yes, okay.
We don't need much to move it, do we?
You guys are getting the workout in with those signatures today?
Yeah.
Could be worse.
Yeah. Is it still raining when you come in?
It's pretty cold a little bit.
Okay.
Thank you.
23rd.
Okay, thank you guys.
Not too long.
No.
Moving
right along. Yeah. Not. Okay, you're up. Not for you, but with the official.
Mm-hmm.
Just set a metal so you can hear you.
Hi.
Oh, you got she'll tell
June
you too.
Merton, I'll put you over.
It got me down to ratify approval for concrete cutting contract, but it was actually asphalt grinding.
And they did it Friday, right?
Yeah, we was able to catch them. They were coming from Hill Air Force and heading for Nevada. So we got three different companies, or contacted three different companies. Lynn did Eccles Paving. The only thing they had available was a roto mill, which is not the right machine for the job what we were trying to do. The next one that he got a hold of was Diamond Road Smoothing. Their quote was $10,500. And then the third one was Acor Concrete Specialists, and they got kind of a minimum per day, 4,000. Mobilization was 5,000, so should be right around the 5,000.
It's your cheapest bid anyway, wasn't it?
Yeah, by quite a ways. So. Acor Concrete Specialist. I've done two spots on Old 91, one below North Canyon. There's a concrete intersection and the asphalt's kind of heaving on the edges.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one was north by Young Living Farms, where two projects met. They didn't get it quite lined up, or it's kind of heaving in between where one took off and one ended. So
just feathers it out when you do that, huh?
Yeah, they just come in and mill it out, so it's a smooth transition between both.
Is this part of that road project you're doing out there anyway?
No.
This is outside of that, just work that needed to be done.
Yeah.
Okay.
With all them, like North Canyon, all them loaded and unloaded semis turning and make the asphalt heave against the cement intersection.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, the north one was two projects matching together, you know, a start and a stop point, so it's always been kind of rough.
I'm good with it. They called and asked me before they did it, but
we just need to ratify it.
Right then, yeah.
So. We'll make a motion we ratify the contract with Acor for the grinding on the road, I guess.
So will it be
for the amount of 5,000?
Yeah, was the seven? Well, that was the per hour rate.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
For the amount of $5,000.
Yeah, that's what Lynn told me on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed.
Thank you.
Okay. Yep.
Yep.
So. You need one of these to mail or what? I don't know.
He gave one to me, but I'll take him if you want me to.
You can take one.
It's asphalt, it's not concrete.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You ready for the bills?
Yep.
Oh, I guess I only need to give you two.
Clint won't be holding us up today.
Clint won't be holding you up, is that what you said?
Yeah, he won't be holding us up today.
Tuesday, May.
I know it. Just giving me a break.
Commission for a little bit.
Seems like every elevator you ride on anymore just groans and creaks.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Denver and there was a chock full of people and they were stuck. Took them probably an hour and a half to get them out.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. They called to ask me if I was in there.
That's an experience I'd like to miss.
Yeah, me too.
Some election stuff, huh?
Mm-hmm. But I'll get most of that back from the state.
Oh, do you? Do you get reimbursed on that?
Mm-hmm. I'll get back about $5,700.
Uh-huh.
So.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So, what could the changes the legislation?
For what?
Elections.
Oh. Made a lot of changes. Right now, that will change.
Yeah, but for this particular
year. For this year, yes.
I wasn't sure how soon they went into effect.
I want to say 2029. If I'm thinking right. Mm-hmm. Some of it is this somewhat into effect this year, where you have to specify a four digit, so either the last four of your social or the last four of your driver's license. So you'll see that on the ballot envelope. That's a requirement for this year. So if those four digits are not there, we'll be calling you. So.
Oh, at least you'll call me.
Oh, yeah.
No, I prefer my social. I don't
want
my driver's
license. How can we pay these?
Yeah.
How can we pay these? On the parade, but what's this? I'm just curious what the fees are.
For what?
$50 for the parade, Mystery Hat Parade.
Oh, let me see if I can. I wonder if it's as a fair worker. Let me ask.
Page 11.
Page 11. I'm just curious why. I just don't ever remember one of those on a thing, but a lot of things I forget too.
Well, Marv, it looks like you're getting better. You don't have your mitten on today.
It's cold. I'm about to put it back on.
He had it on a minute ago.
They got me squeezing a little ball to try to get my hand back around again. It's easier to squeeze it without the glove on.
Oh.
Gets cold so easy.
More fun.
Put some doctor's kids through college, though. Therapist kids.
I paid my share.
It is the grant that Debbie got for the Poulsons to do the
that survey.
But it hasn't been cashed yet. It got mailed out, but it's coming back.
Names on there, isn't there?
So that $50, she said it's for dresses and shirts for the summer's parades.
Mm-hmm.
For the royalty.
Oh, for our royalty.
Mm-hmm.
It's not here and you're still waiting for me.
I want you to be through before you quit.
So Marty, do you sign neatly and tidily? Is that the problem?
You what?
You sign neatly and tidily.
No, he just looks at things. That's a good job. Teasing about holding us up, though.
I know. I just thought maybe he was one of those tidy writers.
I'll watch when he signs and see how tidy he is.
He actually can read it.
Oh, yeah. Mine looked like I wanted to be a doctor. I'll make a motion we pay the bills as presented by our county clerk.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Okay. Consider employee pay and new employees.
Okay, we have three. The first is for the new part-time employee out at the landfill. They hired Rachel Slade, so that is for her. The second are two more corrections for jail employees. We had them at the incorrect wage, so it's just putting them to where they need to be with, like, everyone else. So that's what those two are.
So Aiden Despain and
Kelby Herring?
Yeah. Okay. I'll make a motion that we sign the personnel form for Rachel Slade and make the changes for the two corrections out for jail.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Okay. Consider personnel policy update. All right.
I signed the wrong line on that one. Ben always gets me to do that. It's because I'm blind.
You find the right one.
You had already agreed to this. We're just basically ratifying it. Darcy Goddard with Strong and Hanny, her team is working on updating the personnel policy. At this point, they submitted a bill for $8,075, which was about $100 more than what they had originally anticipated. And the more they've dug into this, the more work it is. So first of all is ratifying the approval of $8,075. And then second, they're projecting that at most it would be another $4,500 to complete the project. And again, through text and emails, you've approved that, and it would just be a matter of ratifying both of those decisions.
Okay.
So there's just that small change on the original bill, and then the other. We'll make a motion that we ratify those bills to, is it Goddard? Darcy Goddard?
Darcy Goddard with Strong and Hanny.
Oh, Strong and Hanny, okay.
For the completion of $8,075,
and then up to the additional $4,500 to complete our personnel policy.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Sign or no?
No.
All right. Okay, consider ordinance amending clarifying personnel policies. Okay.
And this ordinance just amends and clarifies three different personnel policies. The first one is clarifying that time-honored leave is based on 8-hour days, which is what all the county employees originally were working when this was passed in 2015. It does away with an option for early retirement sick leave incentive where the county would pay for health insurance. And we have been notified by the law firm that advises us on employment law that is not legal to do, so that does away with the employment or the early retirement health insurance policy. And then the third is we have an ordinance that allows for a 3-month severance package for the county administrator. and it strikes that from our county ordinances, strikes that 3 months service package.
Chance to look at that, I think, before, and I think I'm good with all of that. So I'd make a motion that we adopt ordinance 2026-05.
I'll second that motion. All in favor? You need a roll call on this?
Marv Kennison, aye.
Commissioner Palmer, yes. Motion passes.
Do we want to wait and have Clint sign it or have him? Because it says Clint.
Marty, can we just...
He needs to sign something today.
I need him to sign the minutes, too.
Okay, consider agreement for Zion Municipal Advisory Services.
Or Cruz.
And or Cruz, yeah.
So I'm not clear on everything there. Okay. On exactly on this agreement with the municipal.
Oh, we need to talk about that in closed session.
Okay. I'm not clear on everything on that, so.
Okay. Change in commissioner assignments. I will talk about this. So, as of our sheriff retiring today, I think. No, yet Friday, right? Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yesterday was his last day. So, with that happening, our under sheriff will be taking charge for the remaining of the. Of his term. With that said, we have to change some commissioner assignments where Travis is going to be over the sheriff's office and Marv can't be over the sheriff's office. So, with that said, I make a motion that we give me the sheriff's office. Commissioner Palmer, the Sheriff's Office, and Marv, the Road Department, for the remainder of the year. The year.
Well, I'll second that motion.
It's been a motion and a second with no further discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Consider first quarter financial statements.
So I've also sent these out to each department so they can review for their department, but it's just a summary of where we're at so far.
I remember when we didn't used to do this, I liked doing this. Good thing.
Every quarter.
Well, it should be. So first three is through March. So I usually try to go end of April or first part of May. Give it time for transactions to appear before A. But.
Thank you.
So this report's through April.
I'm gonna add up all this real quick.
Yeah.
And sign this up and see for all my balances. Well, thank you.
We're sitting good so far. It's the first quarter. We look great.
All we got to do is three more.
Well, you know, you could have already overrun. I always figured that my best bet is to spend it first and then worry about it.
Don't you find that things are always a little more than you thought they were going to be?
Yeah. I was just thinking about when you were talking about how you funded the doctor. So Leonard's had five places on his face that have been had to have that radiation treatment. $6,000 out of pocket. That's after the insurance.
It's because he got too much radiation from the sun in the first place.
I know.
And then they irradiate him again.
Because the doctor actually didn't really upset him. Really
okay, if that's what you want to do, huh? Yeah, I had to go see a dermatologist the other day myself.
People that like sunshine, I don't know.
Been trying to wear a wide brim hat. They keep taking stuff off my ears. Now that it's getting all on the different places on my face now.
So he had his ears. Big place on his cheek, big place on his cheek, and now he has a little place down here. So.
You want to?
Well, yeah, we need to accept this, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
I make a motion we accept the first quarter
financial statement.
Financial statement, yes.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed.
Okay, we're ready to go to closed session?
Well, I don't know. You want to give these guys a minute to talk?
We can take a moment for public comment if there's any public comment.
Is there anybody in here who would like to do public comment for 3 minutes?
No.
You said you would.
You got something. You're smiling. You must no, have something.
I'm just happy to be here.
Oh, you asked me before. So.
Okay.
So. We appreciate you coming. We sometimes we just sit here and there's nobody else here to see what we're doing. It's nice when people come.
I guess I can say that. All right, fine.
Come up.
You guys can hear me.
Come up, Cindy.
You got to state your name in there, so Myrna.
All right. Cindy Ledbetter with the BLM. Just trying to, not forget about Joab. It's easier to hit the Fillmore, the Miller County meetings than you guys, but... So the communications tower that we had heard about, but they hadn't come to you guys yet, and they were kind of pushing back a little bit. It was for a 300-foot communications tower out just out of the gravel pit area, just off the highway there. They did send us an email saying that they're withdrawing the application. So,
okay.
Not sure what you guys all did, but... They said it was because of expense of getting the power there. So, but Rocky Mountain Power had already put in an application for right-of-way as well. So not sure if that went up with all of their changes or what. But so that Star-Lord, it was called the Star-Lord cell tower, basically. But that was kind of an interesting interesting proponents, so.
Yeah.
So thanks for
yeah.
whoever or whatever. I don't know. It was going to be an interesting project for sure. So, but we'll see if something else comes in. But that's the latest. And then I guess, you know, with fire season and that wild horse one just barely getting into Juab a little bit, there is a little bit of changes as far as agency administrators go. My title is now a bureau representative. So when it comes to cost share agreements and whatever else, we'll have our, it'll be the U.S. Wildland Fire Service. They'll sign those, but we'll still be involved, you know, from the agency side, just with a different title.
Okay.
So that's probably the best updates I got.
Okay. Well, thanks for telling us.
Yeah, I've seen you for a while. Yeah. Glad you come in.
Yeah.
I'm glad to have you here.
Yeah. I can't make it on the first Mondays, but try to get here on the third one. So.
All right.
Okay. Well,
thanks. Thanks for coming. Appreciate you. Anybody else? No? Okay. All right. We'll make a motion then.
I'll make a motion we go into closed session.
I'll second that
motion. For discussion of all kinds of things. Employee issues and...
Contracts,
yes.
I'll second that motion. We need a roll call vote, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Commissioner Palmer, yes.
Mark Kennison, yes.
Motion passes.